and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be back with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. We have got an excellent show for you this morning. Let's kick it off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to a new day. Father, we know you have big plans for us this day. Please help us to see you in everything we do, see you in everyone we meet. Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you continue to give to us every day. Above all, we're grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to live among us, to die for us, to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven will be opened. Thank you for that gift, Father. We ask you to help us. We ask you to help us to do your will this day. We ask you to speak through us on the radio program. And please open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, amen. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in to Spirit in the Morning. We are back in the studio today. Yesterday, Frank Eliason and myself were at the Sheraton Downtown Hotel in Philadelphia at the Tradition Conference. Frank?
Oh, it was great.
A good day, wasn't it?
Anytime I get to spend with you, it's just wonderful.
Oh, please. Dave Parker, come on.
Keep going, guys.
I don't know where to go with that.
I won't say what I was saying. That was a good one.
Do you feel the same way, Dave?
Yes. It feels so good to be back. I'm following the doctor's
orders. No, I don't care about that. I want to know, do you feel that any time you get to spend with me is good?
Oh, it is. It's very good.
Well, that's good to hear.
It's very inspiring.
Well, anyway, Dave, we missed you yesterday at the remote, but you're following doctor's orders, staying off the knee a little bit?
As much as I can, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good.
And yesterday, I think it would have been, I don't know, it would have been a little bit more of a strain. That's the whole point. The whole point is stay off of it. When we go do remotes, there's a lot of walking around sometimes and excitement, so I'm glad. You know, I heard you guys, let me go this way. I heard you guys, and you did a fabulous job.
Well, thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
And the music was great, and everything else. So, and I know sometimes every remote is a different animal, right?
It was, and it was interesting yesterday. And Dave, you know, you run into these things, especially because I'm not used to going into the city. I don't do it very much anymore. And we ran into all kinds of parking issues. Frank ran into some trouble with your truck. You couldn't get into the parking garage.
They said, you're not parking here at the hotel. So I had to park a few blocks away.
And you have all the equipment,
That
was fun, right?
Which meant you had to schlep it, you know, quite a ways, or, well,
no,
you figured it out.
I figured it out, but it was kind of it was part of the amusement of these things. You know, you enjoy it. You just have to go with life.
That's right. And then when I was waiting in the lobby with the equipment, you went to get your truck, and you were blocked in, right?
That's right.
You had some trouble getting in. So Frank had a rough day.
Right. Welcome to the big city, boys.
Well, then I had to rush back here because we had to record a show. And so I'm on my way back. What happens? An accident on the Schuylkill.
No.
Yes. Ugh. So I still made it back in time, but needless to say, it took much longer than I would have ever planned.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was one of those rushing from one place to another. Yeah. But you know what? This is the time when these things happen. You know, you can either react to and go, or, you know what? I'm just going to relax. I get there when I get there. And not worry about it. And that is how I took it yesterday. And I think, you know, and I'm surprised I took it that way because of all the other things that went on.
Yeah.
You know, at that point I thought, I'd be like anxious or whatever. But the reality was, I was like, you know what? If I don't make it, I don't make it. I'm not going to worry about it. Mm-hmm. I get there when I get there. But funny thing is, I got all the way here around the corner from the station.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how humid it was yesterday?
Oh, yes.
It just felt like moisture in the air. And nothing was going to dry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a big bottle of water in my car. And I'm like, I forgot about it. I'm like, let me have a drink of water. Because at this point, I've been in the car for a while. So I go to drink the water. It just slid right out of my hand.
Ooh.
And went all from head to toe. Mm-hmm. I was covered in water. And needless to say, one of the things that was also happening is my kids were coming for lunch. So, you know, some amusement for them to, you know, have water in certain areas of our body.
Hey, Dad, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, so this was my morning yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Well, wow. You know, that's an interesting visual. I'm trying to picture this, the water. And your coffee, the same thing happened with your coffee in the morning, too.
Oh, right? Well, yeah, but that didn't hit me.
No. Unfortunately, it didn't hit me either.
Or the equipment. So all's good.
But jeez, what did I miss?
I do want to follow up on something Frank said and something Dave said, because there is a really great point that both of you guys are making. Dave, I mean, I know it's not fun. You're an athlete. You're an active person. Mm-hmm. It's hard for you to accept the fact that your body has limitations and that some things are out of your control. Frank, you're talking about the traffic, the parking, you know. What we're reminded of with these little things is that we are really not in control as much as we'd like to be, but we want to be in control.
Oh, absolutely. Good point. Very astute there, Gary.
But it's true. And what happened when Frank finally said, all right, I get there when I get there, there's peace involved.
Yeah.
Right? When you finally give it up and say, some things I can't control, all right, I'm going to let it go.
That's kind of where I went. I mean, because, again, the doctor's advice, I'm saying, okay, this is where I find myself, Holy Spirit and Lord, I just give it up to you. Help me heal. And Frank, I mean, I know it's so it can be frustrating. I could see you. I can visualize you as well. Like, wow. And it's just, like, just give it up. You know, we all come to a point. Most of us do. I mean, we should all strive to come to that point where, hey, I'm not in control. Lord, why am I worrying about this?
Right.
Well, but sometimes, though, it could be someone else in control. So I also have to throw out an apology to Jane. You know, one of the things that also happened is we also are getting new mics that we're going to be putting in over the course of the next few weeks. And I had them delivered to my house. Jane and Dale were over. And I said, oh, do you mind taking these in? So when I got here to the station, I realized they were still in the car. I said, let me grab them. So I went out and grabbed them. Here are her keys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I left with her keys yesterday.
Gosh.
So, you know, some things are not only out of our control where they're in God's control.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're in someone else's control.
I don't know what to say. I'm almost speechless. Sorry, Jane.
Yeah.
So this is why her car's out there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was wondering when I rolled in, I said, wow.
Whoa, boy.
Jane's, what's Jane doing here so early? Anyways.
On that note, let's talk about our guests on the show. Boy, Frank, that's good. Wow. I did that to my wife one time, and I felt really horrible about it. I had her car keys, and it's just a long story. And
been there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get a shirt, though.
Actually, I think, well, yeah. So, anyway, we do those things sometimes, and it's a good reminder that we are not in control. Actually, every day we do this show, we are all reminded that we here at the station are not in control, right? Coming up on the program today, our friend Bear Woznick. It's been a long time.
Yes.
Bear's going
to
be back with us today. And Dr. Greg Popchak will be here to continue his series on the Beatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad. Let's look at the gospel today as well. Is there anything else? No. Okay. I wanted to make sure I talked about what's coming up on the show. Let's look at today's gospel. And here we go. Again, we're continuing the Sermon on the Mount. If I could just picture myself being there, being one of Jesus' followers, and he's one thing after another, I would be like, okay, come on. You're making it too hard on me. But he continues on today. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48. And of course, this is the gospel from today's Mass. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Oh, is that all?
Is that all?
Okay, Lord.
What?
Okay, that's no problem. So now you're telling me that I need to love my enemies?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, I don't even want to love people who annoy me, let alone my enemies. And then he sums it up with, oh, by the way, just be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Dave Parker, where do you go with that?
Well, I was going to say, okay, I had a thought. Okay, here we are in this hyper-politicized environment we're in,
right.
You know, and it's been going on for some time. If we all applied that, you know, because sometimes our the people across the aisle, are, you know, in our minds are not our friends, especially those
Correct.
That are in those roles.
Correct.
You know, so if they would adopt this gospel message,
yeah,
you know, and just reach out, and yeah, it's so nice to love the people and like the people that love and like you,
yeah.
But the tough part is, as Jesus says, and we all know mm-hmm. it's difficult, is to go for those who really want to go for us. I mean,
Correct.
For our jugular sometimes.
Right, exactly.
That's the actual call.
Right, and it doesn't mean, and this has been said many times, that we have to like everyone. We don't have to like everyone. We are
right.
going to like certain people, mm-hmm. have certain good feelings for certain people more than others.
Mm-hmm.
But loving them means we have to... We have to wish good for them, pray for them mm-hmm. if possible, especially the ones that drive us crazy. And mm-hmm. there are going to be those people in life that will do that we disagree with, mm-hmm. who may have attacked us in some way. We don't have to necessarily invite them into our homes, take them out mm-hmm. to dinner. I mean, that's not what love is all about. Love is wishing or doing what you can to help that person mm-hmm. or to pray for that person or to, you know, one of the things we can always do is pray for our enemies, pray for those who dislike us. And one final thing, Dave, before I turn it to you, is when the Lord said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, we're never going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But what this reminds us of is the fact that the Lord wants to help us, and that's where that grace comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So that perfection, He's perfect,
mm-hmm.
so we can tap into the grace that He gives us
mm-hmm.
in order to become as holy and mm-hmm. as good as possible.
Always striving for
striving,
that.
Striving, that's the
mm-hmm.
key, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, Gare, what was I going to say? No, I was going to say, oh, we need to see God in those people
yeah.
that are so difficult for us. They are children of God as well, you know?
And if we have trouble with that, then we just have to say, Lord, please help me to see God
exactly.
in that person,
that's where
in
we have
everyone.
To give it up.
When we come back, Bear Wozniak's going to join us. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 20th. Today, we celebrate St. Paulinus of Nola. Anyone who is praised in the letters of six or seven saints must be of extraordinary character. Such a person was Paulinus of Nola, friend of Saints Augustine, Jerome, Martin, Gregory, and Ambrose. Born in France around 354, Paulinus became a distinguished lawyer. He and his Spanish wife, Teresa, were baptized and moved to her native land. After many childless years, they had a son who died a week after birth. The grieving couple gave away most of their Spanish property and resolved to live a life of great simplicity and charity. Possibly as a result of this great example, Paulinus was unexpectedly ordained a priest by the Bishop of Barcelona, since married priests were not uncommon at this time. Paulinus and his wife moved to Nola near Naples. There, Paulinus gave away most of his remaining property and continued his work for the poor. He supported debtors, tramps, and other needy people while living a monastic life within his own home. By popular demand, he was made Bishop of Nola and served for 21 years. Paulinus died in 431. Among his few writings is the earliest surviving Christian wedding song. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Zimak.
2 a.m. Can't believe it's time to do it over again. Yesterday, it took all that you had, and you're wondering if you'll ever get it back. But the whole wide world is waiting for you to step out that door. Come on, and let your life be heard today. You got something to say. If you're living, if you're breathing, you got something to say. And you know if your heart is beating, you got something to say. And no one can see it like you do. God is love and love speaks through. You got it, you got it. You got something to say. Yeah, yeah. Something to say, yeah. Oh. Listen up, I got a question here. Would anybody miss you if you disappeared? Well, your life is the song that you sing, and the whole wide world is listening. Well, the answer to the question is, you were created, your life is a gift, and the lights are shining on you. Miss you if you disappeared. Well, your life is the song that you sing, and the whole wide world is listening.
And that was Something to Say by Matthew West. I'm Gary Zimak. Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. And we are excited now to be... And if I sound a little distracted, let me just say that Frank Eliason, our Director of Operations, he is amazing. The things he does on this show. I now have a new microphone, so I am now using a new microphone. I hope I sound better,
all
Mr. Parker.
Frank in 4 minutes.
It's incredible. Yeah, yeah. No pressure or anything. He managed to do this, and we're going to be replacing all the microphones. But Frank just replaced mine, and I really like it. I think it makes me look a lot better.
I can see more of you, you know?
I don't know if that's a good thing. Hey, we're excited because our friend Bear Wozniak is going to be joining us now. Bear's the host of EWTN's Deep Adventure Radio, which you can hear every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Holy Spirit Radio. He's also the star of the reality TV show Long Ride Home that now airs on EWTN television. Bear is an inductee in the Catholic Sports Hall of Fame. He's a two-time world tandem surfing champ and Legends stand-up paddle surfing champ. Bear is a long-distance cyclist. I'm not going to have time for the interview after I get through all of his accomplishments. He's a scuba diver. He's a skydiver. He's a private pilot. He's a mountain climber. He's a motorcyclist. A Benedictine oblate.
Wow.
I mean, this is just incredible. And a father of four.
You threw that in there, too?
Yeah. He is. And it's funny, and on his official biography, it says this: Bear Wozniak defies easy classification. And I would totally agree with that. Hey, brother, good morning.
A man beyond description.
Good morning. How are you, Bear?
Oh, man, I fell asleep.
You are an accomplished person, my friend.
Just want to have fun and a little bit of adventure, right?
You sure do. Yeah. Hey, brother, it's been too long since we had you on. Welcome back to the program.
I know, man. It's like when I talk to Gary Zimak, it's like a waypoint, you know, in my life. But do you remember last November, I was calling you when we were shooting season one of Long Ride Home.
Mm-hmm.
And the further west we ventured, all the way to California, I was getting up earlier and earlier having to call you, man. And I'm already exhausted doing that long ride. I've got to get up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning to talk to Gary Zemak.
Well, I appreciate
no coffee.
I appreciate that you did it. And what I liked about the interviews is that when we would ask you, hey, Bear, where are you today? A lot of times you would say, I'm not really sure. So
yeah, that is true.
Hey, Bear, let's talk a little bit about the series Long Ride Home. Great, great show. And I want to ask you a question. When you wrote and filmed this series, what's the audience that you had in mind, or who is the audience?
That's a great question. Oh, by the way, we've already shot season two.
Wow.
We wrote up to New Jersey, and Gary, so much stuff happened, so much adversity was thrown at us at the last minute that I didn't even think. Gary Zemak's just about an hour away.
I know. We missed you. I know. We missed you.
You would not believe the spiritual attack that we were. We were on the offensive, but we went through a lot of adversity.
Yeah.
And the audience is our challenge is always to challenge people to go deeper with God.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people I can't relate to what we present on radio and TV because they're not there yet. I mean, it's the greatest teaching.
Right.
In the world, but we wanted something that was real, you know, a real reality show, and something that was gritty enough so that the guy that drives a black pickup truck while he's scanning the dials, you know, at night would see these guys on motorcycles and go, oh, this is cool, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon we've got them hooked, and they're learning about deeper conversion with God. And then for the people out there that have, like women especially, or grandparents, that's how am I going to reach my son, or my husband, or how am I going to reach my my brother? Going to our website deepadventure.com and sending the link to the show. We're giving you a way for you to participate with us in evangelization. So, EWTN has it up 11 p.m. on Sunday nights, but for the week after the show airs, it's available on YouTube. So people go to our website deepadventure.com. They can share the link, and they can help us evangelize people.
Yeah, Bear, you talk a lot about riding the wave of the Holy Spirit. You use that phrase all the time, and you certainly live your life that way. What would you say to the average person, the regular person who's just trying to get closer to the Lord, to make it through one day at a time? How can we better respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit? Because you know a lot of times the Holy Spirit tells us to do things, and we ignore them.
Yeah, if you do that, you're missing out on the ride of your life.
Right.
I mean, you can see in Long Ride Home, the last year we did, the part of the camera, part of the crew that came with us said, Hollywood could never do this because you guys are actually being, this is actually being scripted by the Holy Spirit as the day goes through. You know, like I'll say, I really want to meet up. I really felt the nudge from the Lord to meet up with first responders and military people, and God brought them to us.
Wow.
But the thing is, there's nothing more adventurous than responding to that nudge that we may have. And you get it, like I was just doing my morning catechism, so I do that on Facebook Live every morning at 7 a.m. Eastern on people who follow Bear Wozniak. And I said, you know what, tomorrow, this is what I want you guys to do today. Everybody pray that they're having a divine appointment. And then tomorrow, instead of my giving the catechism teaching, let's all talk about what happened. You know, because stuff happens when you say, Lord, order my day. And you really mean it. I'm going to abandon myself to your will. And when you feel a sense that you should do something, do it. You might be wrong. You know, you may be totally wrong. But if you're a baseball player and you hit bat 300, you're considered a Hall of Famer, right?
Right.
So even if you're wrong most of the time, if you move out, and as you begin to move, it's like I remember riding a motorcycle. We had a guy that three times dropped his motorcycle, and he did it when he was standing still.
Wow.
You know, as he started to slow down, the bike fell over. It's hard to maintain balance when you're not moving, but when you move forward on that motorcycle, then you can begin to steer it. You know, you can hardly turn the tire when you're just sitting still. But when you start to move, then the Lord will begin to direct your path. Mm. So enjoy the adventure. God has an adventure. He wants to use you, and it can be in fun and exciting and spectacular ways. And it's probably going to be in the way that's most natural for you.
Mm. That's a great message, and that's I think one of the most difficult things that many of us deal with, and we talked about this at the start of the program, is accepting the fact that we are not in control. And you talked about when you're filming the series, things happen. You're under attack. You run into adversity. What's the best way to deal with the unexpected things that happen to us in life?
I would say look forward to it.
Wow.
Especially the bad things, because I have found in my life, I remember as a young man, I was looking for a New York bank, and they were closing the L.A. office.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving home from over the Malibu Canyon. This is when I lived in California. I go, well, 2 years from now, everything's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to be happy and smiling, so why not live in that that reality? And when things go bad, Gary, you know this.
Right.
People, you know, seeking to do God's will, there's always going to be the brick wall in front of you.
Right.
And it's the coolest thing in the world when you walk and it just evaporates. And then for those times when it doesn't, it's just the Lord saying, not now. You need to stay here in prayer. Let me form you more in my image. And let me prepare more, you know, for what's about to come. But it's at the detour that the adventure begins. It's at that wall of whether it's suffering or whether it's a lost job or whatever it is. It's that wall that makes us stop. And look, you know, I look at it not as an obstacle, but kind of like a takeoff ramp. You know,
mm-hmm.
you get enough speed in prayer, and that those obstacles will lift you. So don't. It's at the obstacle. That's the time in life when life gets exciting and interesting. Doesn't mean it's not going to be painful, but with suffering comes the stripping away of our own agendas and the abandonment to God's will. It gets to the point where you can say, wow. Lord, just save me, help me. You know, help my unbelief. Those are the greatest moments in life.
I totally agree.
Never pass an altar. Throw yourself on it.
Mm. Amen. Mm. Hey, Bear, we have just about a little over a minute left. I want you to quickly talk to somebody who's listening to the program saying, the long ride home, this guy's a biker, I can't relate to him. Why should I watch the program? I know that they're going to get something out of it, but I want you to talk to that person. Why should everyone listening tune in to the long ride home?
It's gutty, and it's gritty, and it's real. If you want to see, like, the way the disciples were, they were a band of brothers on the move, you know? And you see us functioning. You can see us beginning to develop a camaraderie, intimacy. And this was not a retreat. We thought it was going to be. It became a military campaign, like Jesus going out in the desert, taking on the biggest bully on the block, Satan, or the monks of the desert, St. Anthony of those in North Africa. They went out in the desert, and they took on Satan. And you know, some of them even were bruised and scarred. So we see Satan as a punk. And when we went out into the desert, we went to make a stand for masculine Christianity.
Right.
And we decided we would take the ridgeline again and let people see that we love Jesus.
Awesome.
And it inspires people. It will inspire you if you watch it.
I totally agree. You are an inspiration, brother. Bear, where can we find you online?
Go to deepadventure.com, and episode one is up permanently on our site, and we play each of the episodes for a couple of weeks afterwards, so they can get my newest books and everything, and all kinds of long ride home gear, biker packs,
perfect,
all kinds of stuff.
Thank you so much, brother. I'm going to have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Thank you for joining us, Bear Woznick. When we come back, Dr. Greg Popcheck will be here to talk about the Beatitude. Stay tuned.
I'm Jacob Popcheck with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The family of an American college student who died days after being released from North Korea in a coma says that the 22-year-old has, quote, completed his journey home. Relatives say Otto Warmber died yesterday. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison after being accused of trying to steal a propaganda banner. He arrived here in Ohio on June the 13th after being held for more than 17 months, and his family says it was told that he had been in a coma since soon after his sentencing. Germany's ambassador to China has called on authorities to end the confinement of a Catholic bishop, seen as evidence of the continued suppression of the church within the officially atheistic country. Ambassador Michael Klaus says Bishop Xiao Zhumin appears to be confined at home after having been forced to move to unknown locations four times in less than a year. Klaus said in a statement posted to the German embassy's website today that Xiao's, quote, full freedom of movement should be restored. And in a final piece of Catholic news, the Church marks World Refugee Day today, commemorating as they do so the strength and courage shown by millions of refugees the world around. Pope Francis himself this week welcomed a group of refugees who have been hosted by some of the 38 Roman parishes and religious communities who responded to a 2015 appeal that parishes should do their part by hosting those persons fleeing war and poverty. And joining the initiative, too, is the Jesuit Refugee Service, who this year joins forces with other faith-based organizations in releasing an ecumenical statement entitled Refugees, an Opportunity to Grow Together. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Jacob Popcheck.
Are you tired of worrying? This is Gary Zimek from Spirit of the Morning, and I have good news for you. On August the 4th through August the 6th at the Malvern Retreat House, I'll be leading a Stop Worrying and Start Living retreat. Together, we can learn that Jesus Christ is the answer to overcoming anxiety and obtaining peace in our lives. We'll have Mass, we'll have confession, we'll have Eucharistic adoration, plus lots more. For more information, visit malvernretreat.com.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. When Courtney Baker's doctor diagnosed her unborn child with Down syndrome, he encouraged her to terminate the pregnancy. She declined and gave birth to a daughter she named Emerson Faith. A year later, Courtney wrote a letter to the aforementioned doctor saying this: Emerson has not only added to our quality of life, she's touched the hearts of thousands. She's given us a purpose and a joy that is impossible to express. So my prayer is that no other mommy will have to go through what I did. My prayer is that you too will now see true beauty and pure love with every sonogram. And my prayer is that when you see that next baby with Down syndrome lovingly tucked in her mother's womb, you will look at the mommy and see me and then tell her the truth. Your child is perfect. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimek.
We may not yet see.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Come Alive by Lauren Daigle. I'm Gary Zimak, and let's take a quick look at the weather forecast for the Delaware Valley. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, it is 72 degrees. Today we'll have isolated showers and then mostly sunny otherwise with a high near 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 68. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. We're joined now by Dr. Greg Popchak. He's an internationally known marriage and family expert, EWTN radio and television personality. You've seen him, you've heard him. He has written a new book called The Bedatitudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad. And we're continuing a series with Dr. Popchak on this book. Today we're looking at the 7th Bedatitude. Blessed are the dads who are peacemakers. They will be called children of God. Dr. Gregory Popchak, good morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Always great to have you on, my friend.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
Let's talk about being a peacemaker. Greg, does being a peacemaker, does that mean that all I need to do is avoid conflict and not sweat the small stuff, or is there something more to it?
Well, right. You know, a lot of people confuse peace with quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet is the absence of conflict and, you know, not sweating the small stuff, like you said. Peace, according to St. Augustine, is the tranquility that results from right order.
Okay.
So peace takes a little bit of work to set my life in order and actually experience the peace that comes when things are working well because I'm giving priority to those things that ought to come first.
So let's talk a little bit about, right. You mentioned right order, and I think for many of us men, we struggle with this because so much of our validation comes from our jobs. How do we keep things in perspective? How much time do I spend on my job, and how much time do I spend with my family? How do I keep that balance?
Oh, right, and that's a constant juggling act. And you know, and it's good to have meaningful work. That's really important for our self-esteem. Even the Catechism talks about so much of our dignity is derived from having meaningful work. But we've got to remember that we're, at the end of the day, human beings, not human doings. And we get the biggest part of our identity from our relationships, from loving and being loved by others. And so we need to make sure that we're not just giving our family the scraps that we have left over from the work table.
Mm-hmm.
I have an exercise in that first section of the chapter on peacemakers where I talk about I have a priorities exercise that has you look really seriously at how much time does it take for you to be basically on top of the things that you have to do at your work, but also how much time does it take for you to get along well as a family? You know, family relationships run on time, just like cars run on fuel. And just like every car has different fuel economy, relationships have different time economy, if you will.
Right.
You know, so and every relationship is different. You can't really complain about, this relationship's taking this much time. If you want the relationship, you have to give it the time it needs.
Mm.
So you kind of look at, how much time do we have to spend as a family before we all feel like we're getting along pretty well? You know,
right.
And I'm not talking about a vacation week. I'm talking about an average week, where you're doing what you have to do. But for some reason, this week we got along better than usual. Chances are, if you find a week like that, it's because you're actually giving everybody the time they need to feel connected to each other. If you can kind of get a ballpark number of hours that you spent together as a family that week, that gives you a general sense of how much time your family needs to run well. And you sort of look at, what kinds of things you've done with that time and what sort of activities you've done and that sort of thing. But when you have that ballpark number, then that gives you an idea of what you need to try to carve out every week to make your family work well. And when you look at that, it can be a little sobering sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
Suddenly you realize, wow, I really have to cut back on X, Y, and Z, and I really like to do X, Y, and Z. And it's not to say that you can't do those other things. It's that you have to decide whether you can or can't do those things based on whether you're giving enough of your energy and time to the people that God has placed in your life to love and be loved by.
And that involves more than just being physically present in the same room, doesn't it? It's just not a matter of everybody sitting around the living room staring at their screens on their smartphones. It's more than that, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And that's another thing that we've really lost is the sense of what family life really looks like. We have a tendency to you know, to be just a bunch of people living in the same living under the same roof and sharing a data plan. But you know, family life is much more than that. It breaks down to making sure that you're creating little rituals every day and every week around working, talking, praying, and playing together. Work, talk, pray, and play. You know, a healthy family carves out, you know, 5 to 10 minutes a day to do a little bit of each of those things. You know, working together on getting the kitchen cleaned up after dinner, you know, as a work ritual. Working together to get some time to pray as a family, as a prayer ritual. Right. Working together to get some time to play a couple of rounds of a card game or take a walk together or do something. And making sure that while you're doing some of those things, you're having some real conversations, not just about what happened in the day or who has to be taken where or what has to be picked up at the store, but, you know, how are we doing? You know, how are we doing taking care of each other, and what can we do to do a better job at that? And when dads take the lead in establishing and maintaining those rituals of connection around work, talk, prayer, and playing together as a family, mm-hmm. then dads are being peacemakers in the home by making sure that the family has the right order it needs to stay connected and stay in contact with each other.
As you were speaking, I was about to ask you the question, as a dad, is it my job to take the lead? And you answered that question. And I think sometimes we forget that as a father, as a husband and father, as the head of the household, I have some responsibilities. And it is my job to take the lead in cases like this.
Well, absolutely. You know, I mean, when we talk about dads being the head of the household, spiritual head of household, and sometimes we think that means that we get to tell everybody else what to do.
Yeah.
And really what it means is that we take the lead in facilitating the processes that make our family work well. Often we leave this whole task of creating rituals for our family and following them through to our wives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, you what do you want to do this weekend, honey? You just tell me, and I'll just come along.
Right.
But really, it's our job as heads of household to establish those rhythms that allow my family to get the time it needs to work and talk and pray and play together so it can be the family God wants it to be.
Now, we've talked about this earlier in the series, but I think it bears repeating. As a dad, sometimes I don't know what I should do. That's why it's important for me to admit that, isn't it, and say to the Lord, Lord, help me. I need help. I need your guidance as to give me ideas so that I can lead my family.
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, we none of us know what we're doing, and that's okay. We have to just sort of acknowledge that. You know, our wife and our kids know that we're making it up as we go, just like they are, and God
yeah.
certainly knows that we're making it up as we go. So having the humility to admit that every day to God and saying, okay, Lord, you know, here's what's on my plate. I'm really not sure how to balance it all,
right.
but I want to, and help me figure it out, you know, today, ideally, or at least over time, either way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm giving my schedule, I'm giving my life, I'm giving my family to you, and I'm asking you to help me be a man who has those priorities in order so I can be a real peacemaker in my home.
That sounds very simple. That's I would say, a subtle point, but something that, as men, we need to really hear, the fact that it's okay to admit we don't know what we're doing, because we don't know what we're doing, but as men, sometimes we feel, I should know what I'm doing. I'm just going to fake it. But that's not, in the end, that's going to hurt us more than it'll help us if we just try to fake it. We need to admit to the Lord, Lord, we don't know what we're doing. I need some help.
Yeah, I mean, and there's nothing wrong with admitting that you have certain gifts, you have certain talents or abilities,
right.
You know, and certain strengths. It doesn't mean that you're completely incompetent or whatever, but every once in a while, we're going to feel like, you know, I don't know which end
yeah.
is up. And almost every day, we're going to be able to say, you know, I don't know how to put this day together in a way
right.
that will glorify you, Lord. And so I'm coming to you, God, for advice. I'm coming to you for help. Help my heart be open to the guidance of your Holy Spirit so that I can have my priorities in order and I can lead my family closer to each other and to you by making sure that I give my energy to the things that are most important in this home.
We have just about a minute left before we need to go to break, Greg, but I want to touch on one thing you said in the book in terms of being a peacemaker. Sometimes it's necessary for us to say, all right, extracurricular activities, we've got to put somewhat of a limit on them. But you mentioned in the book it would be absurd to tell your children that they could not participate in some extracurricular activities just so they can sit at home and watch you stare at your smartphone. Talk a little bit about that. That's a great point.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, because I've run into this in my counseling practice where, you know, Parents will have a real reluctance to let their kids go out with their friends because you spend too much time out with your friends this week. Or they'll say, I can't say yes to this extracurricular activity because we're not getting enough time as a family. Yeah. And then I'll say, well, what do you guys do as a family? It's like, right. Well, I don't know. We just sort of hang out here in the house, which means that we all sit around staring at each other's devices. So that again comes back down to the whole idea of dads needing to take the lead to create a family life around these rituals of connection for work and play and talk and prayer together. When you're actually carving out 5 to 10 minutes a day, or a larger period of time for about an hour a day, hour a week or so for each of those four things. You're actually seeing family life as an activity instead of it as an accessory.
Right, right. Greg, gotta run. Thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to catching up with you again next week. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, Gary. Thanks.
And we're going to have Dr. Greg's information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 5:38, Jesus said, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well." It is important here to recognize the hyperbole, the exaggeration to make a point. Our Lord's concern in this matter was not that we become doormats for other people. This wouldn't be any better for them than it would be for us. Actually, he himself didn't remain passive in such a situation. He spoke up for himself in John 18:23, when a guard slapped him in the face. He certainly wasn't passive when he encountered the buying and selling in the temple. His concern is that we subordinate strict justice to generous charity. Smothering others with kindness actually works when our motivation is true concern for them. It's all a matter of love, really. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
When going about your daily life becomes difficult, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433.
Angel Army provides compassionate home care services. Angel Army can assist you with your personal care, make your bed, do your laundry, and perform light housekeeping. We can accompany you to various appointments, shopping, or just keep you company.
Angel Army is an equal opportunity company and can be reached at 215-805-8433 or visit angelarmycare.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit,
spirit,
spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new. Thousand reasons for my heart to find.
is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
And that was 10,000 Reasons by Matt Redman. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. And I want to, by the way, I want to say thank you for listening, for making us a part of your day. I met some people yesterday who are listeners. It's always great to hear from our listeners who enjoy the program. Really, really cool. So thank you for listening. Let your friends know about Spirit in the Morning. Let them know that we're here. And let me know, too, what you think of the program. Gary@HolySpiritRadio.org is my email address. I want to hear it. I want to hear whether you like us, whether you don't like us. Right, Frank?
Well, absolutely. But one of my favorite parts yesterday is you didn't see it because you were busy on the air.
Yeah.
And but there's these two women that were standing right at the food table getting their food. And they're, that's Holy Spirit Radio. And I almost went over and went, it is.
That's nice. It's
it was
nice.
Really nice. It was great. It was really fun. It's it's fun to hear people, you know, recognize all the work that you're doing.
Yes,
I also hear that a friend of mine who does the.
All right, we're having some microphone issues with Dave's mic. So what I want to do right now, while we're working that out, is to do the "Be Not Afraid" Bible verse today. It comes from Judges 7:2. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have many soldiers. You have too many soldiers with you. We are having." Mic issues, I believe, at the moment. You have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many soldiers with you for me to deliver Midian into their power. Let it be.
All right, we are trying another microphone. We're having some microphone issues. I apologize for that. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse for today comes from Judges 7:2. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many soldiers with you for me to deliver Midian into their power, lest Israel vaunt itself against me and say my own power saved me. The purpose of this verse, this is a reminder that too many times in life we think that it's all up to us and we're doing everything and we don't give the Lord credit. So you want to give him some credit for everything that you do today. Remember that. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. That is legitimate. That is something to keep in mind. And the flip side to that, and the reason I included it as part of the Be Not Afraid Bible verse series, is that we want to remember that the Lord's always with us, and he wants to help us with whatever it is that we're facing. All right, so
We are coming to the end of the program today, and we apologize for some mic issues. Mm-hmm. We're doing some testing right now. Everything was doing technology. But anyway, it's great to be here with you on Spirit in the Morning. Thank you for tuning into the program. We are just about at the end of the program. I want to close in prayer, then we're going to have a few final words. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us this time together. We ask you to help us. We ask you to help us to remember that you are always with us, no matter where we go. And please continue to guide us, to be by our side, and to lead us into those situations where you need us to be, wherever they may be. The people we meet today, the things that we encounter, we know they are all orchestrated by you. Help us to always be able to lead others to you. And we ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, how do we stand with microphones? Are we straightened out here?
Sure.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
You know, well, your microphone's fine.
Very good. Gentlemen, it was great to be with you here back in the studio today.
Garrett.
Tomorrow, I'm going to be doing the show remotely. I'm headed to Cleveland to speak at a business meeting over the week tomorrow night. But I will be doing this show remotely from Cleveland, Friday I'll be back in the studio. So we will be on the air, albeit remotely. But
exactly.
I won't be able to see your smiling face, Mr. Parker.
Yes.
Does that help you here?
Yeah, really. Frank, thanks for turning that up, Frank.
That reaction was priceless, Dave.
All of a sudden, I heard more than I usually do.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I want to thank, Gary and Frank for a great show yesterday. And I know I was going to say earlier, before the mics went south, that Marianne McCormack, who does the female saint voices and the Mercy quote voice was there, and both these guys met Marianne. She's a wonderful catechist as well. Okay.
Sure is. She sure is. Yeah. All right, that's my music. I got to run. Remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord's with you. Turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time. God bless you.